The Committee on Finance and Tax will now come to order. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Chair Eveleth.
Here.
Senator Gates. Senator Bernard. Here. Senator Hooper. Senator Jones. Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Roussan.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Senator Jones is excused from today's meeting. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. Senators, we are going to start with tab one, and Senator Trunow is here to present CS for Senate Bill 118. Senator Trunow, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. And members, Senate Bill 118 relates to non-ad valorem special assessment, like fire assessment, against recreational vehicle parks. For 25 years, Florida law mandated that local government levies a special assessment against RV park regulated under Chapter 513. Then such special assessment must be collected in the same manner as hotel, motel, and similar facilities. This legislation clarifies that a local government levies a special assessment against an RV parking space or campsite. Square footage used cannot exceed the maximum square footage of a recreational vehicle allowed by law, and that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Are there questions on the bill? We do have one amendment. Let's take up Amendment 131878. By Senator Trunow. Senator Trunow, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. 131878. The amendment removes the requirement in the bill that counties and municipalities, special districts, consider the occupancy rates of RV parks to ensure fair and reasonable apportionment of the special assessment among RV park spaces and campsites receive the special benefit, and that is the amendment.
Having explained the amendment, are there questions on the amendment? Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment and no appearance forms on the amendment, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate on the amendment, Senator Trunow, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close.
Having waived close on the amendment, all in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. Show the amendment is adopted. Senators, we are now back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions on the bill as amended, I believe we do have one appearance form, and that is French Brown with the Florida Retail Federation waving in support. We will go with what you're saying. Because what is written here is not that. But thank you for waiving in support. Seeing no further appearance forms, is there a debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate on the bill as amended, Senator Trunow, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for hearing this bill today, and I ask for your favorable support.
Having closed on the bill as amended, Stephanie, please call a roll on CS for Senate Bill 118.
Senator Bernard.
Yes.
Senator Hooper. Senator Jones. Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo.
Yes.
Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Gates. Chair Avila.
Yes. Senators, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 118 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Trunow. Senators, we will now take up tab number 6, and that is Senate Bill 1520 by Senator Calatayud. Senator Calatayud, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill amends the property tax exemption provisions of the Live Local Act, the missing middle property tax exemption that allows the vesting of the opportunity to apply upon project final site plan approval for the missing middle property tax exemption for 1 year. The bill also expands the availability of data to be considered for the property tax exemption opt-out for municipalities and counties by utilizing 3 years of the University of Florida Schimburg study data in quantifying if existing workforce housing exceeds local demand. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Having explained the bill, are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on the bill, we do have one appearance form, and that is Jeff Sharkey with the, I want to say that's Landlord Housing Partners. Okay. Waving in support. Seeing no further appearance forms, is there a debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill, Senator Calatayud, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say thank you for hearing the bill. And as always, thank you, President Pasadomo. This is another important improvement to the wonderful body of work that Florida uniquely gets to have because of Live Local. Ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Having closed on the bill, Stephanie, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1520.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Hooper? Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Gates? Chair Avila?
Yes. And senators, by your vote, Senate Bill 1520 is reported favorably. Senators, we will now turn to, she's not here, so we're going to go to our very own Senator Mayfield, and we are going to take up tab number 3, CS for Senate Bill 678. Senator Mayfield, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for putting this on your agenda. Members, in 1972, the legislature passed a bill to allow for the deduction of unsellable alcohol from distributors' monthly excise tax. The Department of Business and Professional Regulations subsequently adopted a process by rule. Last year, the Joint Administrative Procedure Committee issued a notice of nullification of the rule because the original statutory authority was passed in 1972 but was repealed in 1985. Committee Substitute Senate Bill 678 reestablishes the framework of DBPR's administrative rule and statute so that the department can continue to allow the deduction as they have done for the past 50 years. The bill applies retroactively to January 1, 2025 to make clear that the department does not have the ability to collect deductions that were done between the time JAPC nullified the rule and the passage of this legislation. And that's the bill.
Having explained the bill, are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on the bill, are there appearance forms? We do have a couple of appearance forms. Let's first take up Jared Ross with the Florida Beer Wholesalers Association, waving in support. Thank you. We have Scott Ashley with the Wine and Spirits Distributors of Florida, waving in support. Thank you. And Monica Rodriguez with the Southern Glaciers Wine and Spirits, waving in support. That does it for appearance forms. Is there a debate on the bill? Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Mayfield, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I ask for the members' favorable support.
Having closed on the bill, Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 678.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Hooper? Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Gates? Chair Avila?
Yes. And senators, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 678 is reported favorably. Senators, we are going to stay with Senator Mayfield. Let's go to tab 4. And this is CS for Senate Bill 680. Senator Mayfield, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under current law, operators of EV charging stations are charged sales tax twice on the same electricity. The first tax is levied when the operator of the charging station purchases electricity from the power company. The second tax is levied when the electricity is instantaneously transferred to the consumer from the operator. Senate Bill 680 addresses this double taxation by creating a sales tax exemption for electricity sold to an owner or operator of an EV charging station and then transferring it instantaneously to a consumer. To qualify for the exemption, electricity must be separately metered at the point of delivery from the electric company or electric utility to the charging station's owner or operator. The owner or operator must furnish the Department of Revenue with an affidavit stating that such electricity is used for the exempt purpose. The Department of Revenue must adopt rules governing the form for the affidavit and is authorized to adopt emergency rules to implement the exemption, and that's the bill.
Having explained the bill, are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on the bill, there we do have two appearance forms. First, we have Jeff Sharkey with Tesla waving in support, and Lorena Hawley with the Florida Retail Federation waving in support. Thank you. That concludes appearance forms on the bill. Is there debate on the bill? Is there debate? Yes, Senator Gates in debate.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank Senator Mayfield. The what occasioned the need for this bill was a complete mix-up and bollocks-up in the collection of these taxes and in the assessment of these taxes, and nobody seemed to have an answer. Nobody seemed to have a solution. So in the short range period of time, Senator Mayfield helped out in creating a solution that got us at least to this point, got us to the end of the session. But with this bill, she provides a solution that answers this question in a fair and appropriate way for the wholesalers, as well as for the public, and as well as for the Department of Revenue. And I just want to thank her for staying with the issue and for having the interest in the issue. I really appreciate it, and so do my constituents.
Is there further debate? Further debate? Seeing no further debate, Senator Mayfield, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and President Gates, thank you for those kind remarks. But I will have to give credit where credit's due, and that is with our chairman's staff. They really helped me walk through this process and made this a lot simpler than what we started out with. So thank you for those kind remarks, and I do ask for everyone's favorable support.
Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 680.
Senator Bernard? Senator Hooper? Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Chair Avila?
Yes. And senators, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 680 is reported favorably. Senators, we will now go back to tab number 2, and let's take up Senate Bill 450 by Senator Polsky. Senator Polsky, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair Avila, for hearing this bill and working with me on it. This bill updates Florida's property tax exemption rules for permanently and totally disabled veterans and their surviving spouses. This bill specifically removes the current limitation that restricted how much of the veteran's tax exemption a surviving spouse could transfer when moving to a new primary residence, and there is an amendment related to the caps on the exemption amount. The exemption continues for surviving spouses as long as they hold title to the new residence, permanently reside in the property, and do not remarry. This bill honors our service members by ensuring that surviving spouses are not penalized during moments of transition, and that is the bill.
Before we take up the amendment, are there questions on the bill? No, we will take up the amendment. Let's take up Amendment 823-142 by Senator Polsky. Senator Polsky, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment revises the homestead exemption amount that surviving spouses may transfer to a new homestead upon the sale of their current homestead, allows an eligible surviving spouse to transfer up to 120% of the prior exemption amount to a new primary residence rather than being limited to the exact dollar amount or only 100% of the amount previously granted. The revised transfer limit applies uniformly to all surviving spouse provisions within the section, and that is the amendment.
Are there questions on the amendment? Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment and no appearance forms on the amendment, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate on the amendment, Senator Opolsky, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close.
Having waived close on the amendment, all in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Senators, we are now back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions on the bill as amended, are there appearance forms? We do have one appearance form on the bill as amended, and that is Lauren Levy with the Property Appraisers Association of Florida, waiving in support. Thank you. Senators, we are now in debate on the bill as amended. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate on the bill as amended, Senator Opolsky, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Waive close.
Having waived close on the bill as amended, Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 450.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Hooper? Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Chair Avila?
Yes. And senators, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 450 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Opolsky. Senators, and now we will take up our last bill on the agenda. Let's take up tab 5, and let's take up Senate Bill 1074 by our very own Senator Gates. Senator Gates, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and let me begin by thanking your committee staff for helping in the development of this legislation and in the deburring and refining of this legislation. I appreciate it very much. And I believe you have in front of you a strike call.
Yes, we do. Let's, without objection, let's take up that amendment, which is barcode 431946 by Senator Gates. Senator Gates, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Federal Reserve regional vaults have now suspended distributing pennies, and as a consequence, retailers will soon be unable to provide exact change in pennies to cash-paying customers. And without exact change, retailers will have no choice but to round up to the nearest nickel for cash customers. This bill establishes clear, uniform rules for rounding cash transactions to the nearest nickel while ensuring that sales tax, fees, and surcharges are not affected. The bill also makes clear that rounding applies only to cash, not electronic or card payments, and provides liability protections for businesses acting in good faith. Finally, the strike call adds a safeguard for pawn and recycling transactions to ensure that sellers are always paid in full or rounded up. And that is the bill. That is the strike call.
Having explained the strike call amendment, are there questions on the amendment? Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment, we do have two appearance forms on the amendment. First, we have French Brown with the Florida Retail Federation waving in support. Thank you. And we have Carrie Hebrink with the Kingfish Holdings waving in support. That concludes appearance forms on the amendment. Senators, we are now in debate on the amendment. Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Gates, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive close, sir.
Having waived close on the amendment, all in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on the bill as amended. Senators, are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions on the bill as amended, we do have two appearance forms on the bill as amended. We have Samantha Paget with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association waving in support. We have Andrew Palmer with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association waving in support. And we have Cameron Fink with the Associated Industries of Florida waving in support. Senators, that concludes appearance forms on the bill as amended. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate on the bill as amended, Senator Gates, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
As quickly as I can before Senator Pasadomo asks her question, I waive close and ask for your support.
Having closed on the bill as amended, Stephanie, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 1074.
Senator Bernard?
Yes.
Senator Hooper? Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Chair Avila?
Yes. And senators, by your vote, CS for Senate Bill 1074 is reported favorably. Senators, does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? I believe we have Senator Gates on being recorded on bills. Yes?
Yes, we do.
I'm please mark me as voting yes on the bills that I'm asked.
Yes. We will do just that, Senator Gates. Thank you. Does any other senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Seeing none. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none. Senator Roussan moves we adjourn. Tough to object when you're making the motion. But yes, Senator Roussan moves that we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing no objection other than Senator Roussan's. Show the motion is adopted. We are adjourned.